Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Ama Yoshev B'Tzion and for Chayalim particularly. We're now Beis Sara B'Shas Mulchama. And the Shaila is it Mutter Haftash Mishamita during a war? This was asked of Rav Waldenberg Zitzal during the Yom Kippur War, 1973, where over 2,000 soldiers died, many others injured. Is it mutter to have bia? Because the Rama writes that not only is it usur during years of famine to have bia, but huadim b'sha'ar tsaros that are like famine. So what's the halacha? Tainis yir aleph amir aleph, Reish Lakish says that one is not allowed to have tashmish hamita, sexual relations with one's wife, during a time of famine. As we see that Yosef's children were born before the famine, mashma during the famine, he didn't have relations, and the Gemara adds, but if they don't have children, then even during a famine, they're allowed to have bia. Tosfos says that. What about Yocheved? She was born during the famine. The Tosfos answers that it's only a midas chasidus, it's only an act of piety, but it's not according to the strict letter of the law. So it comes out according to Tosfos that there's no iser midina, and the iser that the Gemara says is only midas chasidus. However, the Rambam paskins bepashtus that it's usur mamish, Tainus 3:8. That anybody who's Makayim Pir Varivia is now allowed to have Tashmish Hamita during a famine year or years. It says Aser, so it's Mashma Pashtis Aser B'cholof. It's not only Amidas Chasidus. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim Reish Mem, Tavkofayim Dalid. And the Bach explains that the Midas Chasidus is if he hasn't yet been Makayim Pir Varivia. Makayim Pir Varivia, it's Aser Medina. So it's Mashma that there's Midas Chasidus even if somebody doesn't yet have children. It's a big chiddush. In Shulchan Aruch, he says a heter only for chasuchei banim and reish mem, and so too in Eben Ezer chaf hei vav. However, in Orachaim Tov Kofayin Dalet, he also says a condition of leil tevila. It's a mikveh night. So now the shaila is, do you need both, that they don't have children and mikveh night, or either or? So the Beis Yosef in Tov Kofayin Dalet says either or. And that's what he obviously means in the Shulchan Aruch when he says leil tevila. It means either or, either Leil Tevila, or they don't yet have children. Magen Avraham argues with this, and he says, no, if they don't have children, it's only Mutter on Leil Tevila, but not Mutter for anybody else. But later on, he says, no, Mipshat HaGemara V'Aposki Mashma, that Chasuchei Banim can always have relations if they don't have children yet. He's just Cholek on the Heter of Leil Tevila. There's no heter of Leil Tevila if they already have children. The only heter is if they don't have children. And then they could be Mishamish L'Olam. I don't know what he's going to do with the Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi that says Leil Tevila. So I don't know what he's going to do with the Yerushalmi that says Leil Tevila. Because he says that if they don't have children, it's always Mutter. And if they do have children, it's never Mutter. However, many argue with the Magen Avraham, Prima Gadim, brings the Divrei David, brings the Aliyah Rabbah, who says that as long as it's not latinic for just pure pleasure, it's mutter. Chelkos mechoykek beishmul abenezu simen chavhei say that Leil Tevila is mutter. Now, like the Magen Avraham, Bigdei Yesha also argues. He says we're going to stick with the Shulchan Aruch that it's permitted Leil Tevila or Chasuchei Banim. Mishneh Berurah adds a heter. Mishneh Berurah says that it's mutter if the person feels that he's in such a strong need, otherwise he's going to waste his seed. So then it's permitted to prevent the Avera. So we have another heter besides Leil Tevila and Chasuchei Banim, not having yet children. In the Chasim Sefer Al HaTorah at the end of Vayigash, he explains the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, "Afilu v'isir midas chasidus leka b'leil tevila." Since leil tevila is no midas chasidus, it's mutter for everybody. Also, yotzei laderech, if somebody's going out in the way, it's a mitzvah to be with one's wife, so he should have bia, even though it's a time of famine or milchama. So, if you have a soldier who's going out to war, so even if the war already started, but he can be with his wife before he leaves. Because there's a mitzvah again to go be with one's wife before one goes laderech. Now, what does it mean, chasuchei banim? Does it mean he doesn't have children at all, or he hasn't yet been mekayim pir v'riv, a boy and a girl? In Simon Reish Mem, it it says in its parentheses, Perish Ein Lobanim. Mashmi doesn't have children at all. Tafku Fein Dalet, it says, Ute Banim. Mashmi, they have a few, and others they haven't yet been Makayim Pir Verivia, boy and a girl, but they have. So which one is it? So we can learn this in the Beis Yosef, from the Tur, and also in the Bach, and it comes out that it's mutter as long as they haven't yet been Makayim Pir Verivia. However, the Taz says it's only if they don't have children at all. But then they argue with the Taz and they say, look at what the Taz himself writes in the Sefer Divrei David Ala Torah. That only Tashmish Latanik Baal Mazasar, but Lakiyum Hamin, Oshi Yisr Takif Olav, Beish Chashash Ashkacha Ashkacha Zera, there's no Isser. And that's included in Chasuchei Banim. So he says that as long as it's being done not just purely for pleasure, but to perpetuate the species, or because he's strong Yetzer Hara Mutter, so it doesn't have to be they don't have children at all. Even if they have children, as long as they're doing either having Bia, the Divrei David says in Parashas Miketz, in order to have children, and certainly if they haven't yet been Makayim Pir Verivia. In the Shavus Yankif, Chayelik Gimel Arachayim Simen Lamed, he explains Taisus that it's a mitzvah chassidus not to have bia, b'shnas ravon, and he writes that if there's a chash, that if he doesn't have bia, he's going to come lidei avera, or if his wife has a very strong desire, so then it's mutter. If it's only mitzvah chassidus, so this trumps the mitzvah chassidus, his wife's personal needs, or to prevent an avera. Now the Ramah adds, b'shar tzaros shem kira avon. Same would apply, the same iser, would apply with other tzaras that are like famine. That's from the Yerushalmi Parakam of the Tainis. So, imkein l'chora hadin ken gam b'shas ha-mulchama. So, l'chora, if it's war, it's also us. It's not just famine. However, it would seem that it's not so clear. Because the Ramah writes, shem ki ra'avon. What does it mean, shem ki ra'avon? Just write who hadin shar tzaras. What does it mean, like famine? So in the Sefer Shiur Knesset HaGedolah, he says, tzaras that are like famine, meaning there's some sort of, there are locusts eating the fields, or something that has to do with food. But if it's a war, then there's no issur of tashimita b'chalav. That's why the Ramah adds, kir ra'avon, shar tzaras kir ra'avon. So he understands it's only food-based tzaras, but not war. So this would be a heter of war. That's Bechalam, the Ramar wasn't referring to that. The Olas Tamid understands not like that in the Ramah. That it says it's everything your Gozer time is for, that would include Mulchama. We have a raya tzmutu b'shas mulchama from the Gemara in Erevin 63b. Lo nena sheshua l'b'shul shabit l'asua alay lachat v'pir v'rivya. The Gemara calls man shorim v'shchina shvim shalom and kovin asur mitash b'shamita. So even though it was a shas mulchama, what there were not asur mitash b'shamita, only because the Aaron and the Shechina were not b'makoman. But out of mulchama, they were not asur mitash mish. Yeshua was punished. He was Mevata Yisrael Mitashmish Lai Lachas. So you see that Jerem Mochama Tashmish is Mutter. So Yehoshua was punished because he made a siege and he was Mevata them from Pir Verivia. And during that siege, the Aron wasn't in Mekomo, and that's when Tashmish is Asa. So you see that Tashmish is not Asa, it's not because of the Mochama. Tashmish is only Asa if the Aron and the Shechina are not in Mekomo. Not in their prela place, but stam b'shas mulchama. It's not us, so we have a raya from the Gemara to be matir b'shas mulchama. The conclusion of the Tzitz Eliezer is to be mekel on tashmish b'shas mulchama. because we're misupik if it even applies b'shas milchama. And if it does apply b'shas milchama, so there are other heterim. There are heterim to be money achay. There are heterim for one's wife's needs. There's a heter for to have children. And the Sefer Birkas Yehuda, which is written by Rav Yehuda Bracha, it's a great tshuva sefer set with a lot of bekiyas, a lot of sources. So he also says la halacha to be mekel. The whole iser is only an iser abanan, right? It might not even be meikar adin. It might only be mitarat to me midas chasidus. And we have a tzad here of bittul mitzvah zayna, which is a mitzvah in Torah, to be with one's wife. And he says v'imadvar mor legabei shanim ketikmam shem shiyum melchamos leitim nedirois kula shen anavi v'atishka odaretz arba'im shana kal v'choymer shadvar mamor legabei dereinu dor amor b'melchamos ki uei shel chevle mashiach ukufi anire shamelchamos lo yipasku ad biyaz goyel v'la'ada rabbi yelchu v'yigberu v'mustavet v'chai gavno lo asfizos chazal. He says, we're talking about in a generation, there's so many wars. There was a miser with, when they took Futner captive, they hijacked his plane. So they wanted to redeem him. The Talmidim wanted to send millions of dollars to the American government and give it to the Arab terrorists to free the Rosh Yeshiva. We recently had a shir on this, and on the Mitzvah Shem recently had a shir on the, we're going to have a Mitzvah Shem. We had a shir on Rafutner and Mechamas Yom HaKippurim. But please God, we're going to talk about, hopefully, the whole episode with the terrorists and him being taken captive. So the rabbi spoke about the Mishnah, Ein Podim Seshuim Yesar Kedei Gim Demeim. Mara says, you're not allowed to pay too much to redeem captives because, you know, it's going to give them an incentive to keep taking captives. Then there was a Tosfos that says if he's muflag b'chachma, then you're allowed to redeem him even for more than the regular amount that's cited in Shulchan Aruch. And they said Rav Futner is definitely a Talmud Chacham muflag. Then came a guy in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and he says it's not the correct cheshbon. But the whole din of Pidyon Shvuyim is only b'shas shalom. But b'shas ha-milchama, you can't give them loads of money. He's going to help them in their war efforts. And he continued and he said that in 1948, the Israelis established a government and the Arabs fought against them. And even though they had a ceasefire for a few years, nevertheless, the Arabs still haven't come to terms with the fact that there's a Medina called Medina Yisrael. They still call it Palestine. Except for Egypt made a peace treaty. Recently the Arab Emirates made a peace treaty. So he says all the trouble the Arabs are doing, all the intifadas, everything that's going on is all a hemshech of that war. So we're called in a time of war. That's it. So there's no, you don't give the enemy money during war. And the mice of the American government wouldn't give money to the terrorists. So there's nothing to talk about. That's it. So Rav Shechter says, isn't the safer Be'ikve Atzon in Simon Lamed Beis? They were at war now. So if we're at war now, what does that mean? It means that if you say that it's usher to have Tashmish Amita during war, then it's usher to have Tashmish Amita for the last 75 years. That wouldn't be good for the Jewish people. So yeah, what's going on now is a war. It was officially announced as a special Chalois Shem war by Binyamin Minitanya. His grandfather was a Rav, was a Talmud of Rav Kook. Rav Kook was masbid him. We've seen the Ma'amari Ariyah. He's a beautiful hesped of Minitanya Zayde, who was a was a Rav Talmud Chacham. He died young. But unfortunately, Netanyahu's father threw off the yoke. He was a professor of history. He was in America for many, many years. In any event, he said it's a mulchama, but the word's b'shas mulchama. So we're never going to have children anymore. That's it. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So that's what Rabbi Bracha says here in the Sefer Birchas Yehuda. We're nikvas de Mashicha. It's time of war. And all the blowing up buses and stabbing people and terrorist attacks, they happen hashkem b'harev. It's constantly happening. And sending missiles and tilim and the yeshuvim and the border and the north and the south. Zain Ladav herself. And during the World War, they were ready, Messiah. This Nekuda, is it mutter to have Bia? Rabbi Eliezer David, Zatzal, the of Beis Din of Satmar, and the Tshuvas Keren LeDavid, writes Alpi the Taz and other Achronim, that in Yitzro Takif, there's a Chashash of Ashchas Zera, and I assume Herhurim also. There's no Isser. So he says it's a long war, you know, World War I, World War II, they're not going to have Bia for years. So he's Miyashiv Minigol, and that people do have Bia. So too in the Tshuvas Levushei Mordechai Winkler, Sof, the big Hungarian Rav, Sof Krach Beis, he was asked from Rabbi Yisrael Veltz. So Rav in Hungary in Budapest, afterwards in Eretz Yisrael. About the World War, does this din apply? And he brings the Achron, an Achron who says it's not like Abbe Milchamas. The Gemara says Ravon, Ravon is Ravon. The Munkacher talks about this also. And he says, now you have to have children. And we need more children. The Mashiach brings children, bring Mashiach. And you can't be Mevatel Mitzvah's Ona. And he heard about a certain Talmud Chacham Gadol and Manig that he said, because of the war, he was Mevatel Piri Verivya. Hu Banav Ubnei Banav. He says, not only was his Gadol Mevatel, but Seder, he's 96 years old. But his sons and his grandchildren, that's already dangerous territory. He says, it made me laugh, and I wanted to laugh. I laughed and I cried. That's what he basically says. Sharalei Mare. God should forgive him for this terrible sin. And Allah Lamaisa says, the Munkach, you shouldn't be Mevatel. And if we always worry about war and this, we'll never have children. It's quoted in the Sefer, Darkei Chaim V'Shalom, Simon Tov Reish Nun Vav. And there was a Sefer called Kol HaRama V'Hafrasha, written in Tov Reish Ayin Vav, 1916, Rabbi Shimon Palak, who talks about the Echiyuv Hanhagas Precious Derech Eretz B'Zman HaMulchama. But Rav Veltz already says that it wasn't miskabel till Gedolei Ador, and even Anshei Maisa. So the Sefer Birkas Yehuda also says to be Mekel, he brings the Tzitz Eliezer who's Mekel. The Sefer Be'er Halacha, Rav Zilber, he also is Matir v'Shem Aviv, he has Nidberu, the great Gaon, Tzadik. Great tzaddik, Binyamin Zilber, va'od gedolim etiru, cited in the Piskei Tshuvas in Tav Kuf Ayin Daled, in the fourth Ha'ara. And he says the reason I'm writing this, it's Pashut and Barur, because in 2013, there was some. Army activity. or there were some missiles thrown at us, missiles sent. And Kuntrus is written saying one should be nimnami from Piri Virivia, from Bia. And he says, Chatz v'shalom. It's not correct lahalacha. There's a medrash that Noach ubanav were nimnami tashmish in the teva, but we only have divrei ha-gemara v'aposkim, and it's mutter. So, yesh od mal laharich b'zeh v'ladun b'zeh. But seif davar, there's a heter. Of course, if one is a baal nefesh, then he should try to think of ways in order to feel the pain, the tzar of people. There are many amazing stories. The Gedolei Yisrael were mitzar, mitzaras harabim, mitzaras chaveiram. During the First World War, one time someone was malshin on one of the neighbors of Rav Nachum Ziv of Kelm, son of the Alter Mikelm. And they said that this person is a spy, and they put him in jail. And Rav Nachum was very sad. And if somebody would smile, he would say, how can you smile now? Our neighbors are in pain. Chavetz Chaim would be mishtatef b'tzaras Sam shel Yisrael. One time his wife saw that he wasn't lying in bed. She found him on a bench, and his hands were under his head. Didn't have a pillow, just on the bench. And she said, what are you doing here? And he said, what about my brothers? They're at war, the Jewish soldiers. And they're suffering from cold, shivering. And their lives are being endangered. How can I sleep comfortably in my bed? Chatzka Levenstein was Meurer during the Six-Day War. And he gave shmuzim. And he cried and he says, we have to be nice but all with the soldiers. And they have fear of death on them. And with their families who are so worried. And they're not sleeping well. And we should feel their tzar. Chaim Brisker. He was in Volozhin. There was once a big fire. And a lot of homes were destroyed. And after the fire, he didn't sleep in his house. He would sleep on the floor of the shul. He said, how can I sleep in my bed? A lot of Jews are homeless. Talmud of Chevron relates that one time it was summer, and he went into the house of one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Yeshivas Chevron, Moshe Mordechai Farbstein Shlita. He has a lot of beautiful Torah, Farbstein, Yechashev family. Anyway, the air conditioning wasn't on, and it was really hot. So he asked the Rebbetzin, what's going on? And she said that in the yeshiva, the air conditioning wasn't working. She said, how could it be in the Rosh Yeshiva's house? We're going to be nice and comfortable, and the Talmidim are going to be without air conditioning. To be nice, well, we have to feel it. So he said, no turning on the air conditioning. Famous Mais with the Chazon Ish. That a Ger Tzedek, who was all alone and sad, cried to the Chazon Ish, nobody gives me respect. Chazon Ish wanted to make him feel better, and he said, I want to sing to you. He started singing and dancing in the middle of the street for this Ger Tzedek, make him feel better. There was one night, maybe it was Rebbetzin Kotler, who didn't eat sugar during World War II. She was in America. She wanted to feel a little bit less tainug in this world, feel the pain of her brothers and sisters. Rav Shach in the Mechtavim Ma'amarim is Ma'ir, how much a person has to be Mishtatif, Mitzarat, Minucham, Vigdol Yisrael. If a Gadol Yisrael is sick, you have to get sick over him, like Gemara says. When a Jew is sick, you have to get sick over him. If Shach was Nifter, the Mekubal of Sarai Develitsky, one of the great Tzadikim and Mekubalim in Bnei Brak, Lecha Tzadik Levracha, here the Shach was Nifter, he's Mekab himself a Tainis. So a certain Chacham said, when Rav Shach died, a lot of people cried, a lot of people gave a spadim. There was only one person who was willing to forego his cup of coffee the next day, and that was Rav Sarai Develitsky. So sometimes we lack that feeling. For the tzar of other people, for the tzar of the door. Rabbi Levine was Kayadua very, very much Mishtatif B'tzar Arabim. One time he was on his way to his granddaughter's wedding, and he seemed really sullen and sad. And asked him why. And he said, because today I heard so many tzaris. I can't think about my own simcha when so many people are suffering. But people who are mishtatif, b'tzara tzibur, so on one hand tashmish amita's mutter, on the other hand one should give thought about how to be mishtatif b'tzar harabim, tzar klal Yisrael, tzar mishpachas. There are already many hundreds dead. Is there thousands of avelim? And many, many others, we don't know how many, are in captivity. So this is Neira V'ayon. And obviously, Tshuva Tfilu Tztaka. And Be'ezer Hashem, Akol HaToiva. And with the Tzar, we feel we also have to be V'simcha. Because that's the obligation of a Jew, is always to be V'simcha. Even B'Shas Tzar. And like the story we told in a recent shir about Maron Arfudna Zatzal, that he had just heard about what had been going on in Europe, and how many Jews were being killed. This is 1943, and he was in Brooklyn, and obviously that gave him tremendous tzar, family members, his community, Klal Yisrael. And then he comes home and he sees that his sukkah had fallen. His sukkah wasn't up. And that was like the straw that broke the camel's back, and he started to cry. He leaned on the side of the door and he cried. An old yid came up to him, Chassidus Yid, and he said to him, it says in the Torah, V'samachta v'chagecha. Does it say anywhere that doesn't apply to Rabbi Yitzchak in the year Tovshin Gimel, Pesach Tovshin Gimel? It always applies. It always applies. And we believe that Kol Ma'adavad Rachman Alatovav, it's Gamzu Latova. The Shaila, what's the difference between Kol Ma'adavad Rachman Alatovav, it's Rabbi Akiva, and Nachum Shian Gamzu Latova? I think it's Lubavitcher Rebbe, Sulsiog and Eleni, who said that Kol Ma'adavad Rachman Alatov, Gamzu Latova. Is that this is actually good. Komad Abrahman Litov, it's ultimately going to bring to good. I think that was his chiluk. In any event, what's going on is good, and it's going to bring to good, and we don't see the good necessarily. But like always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Enei Hashem Elokech Abba Mereishis Hashana Lachris Hashana, and there are reasons this is happening. So we should never in life get caught up in the circumstances. You can't let circumstances ever determine your level of simcha. One has to be simech b'shem tamid. There was a great tzaddik, Rav Gadol Eisner. He was a mashgiach in the Ger Yeshiva. And he went through the war. And they said about him that he was happier during the war than he was afterwards. And that was what he tried to do. He took it upon himself to be misamech people. One time he danced in front of somebody and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "After the war, you're going to get married and I'm going to dance in front of you. I'm practicing." Give the person hope. V'kachava. The person got married after the war and Rav Gadol danced for him. One time he said to somebody on Shabbos, "Let's take a walk. Because you know, after the war, we're going to be eating a chulent, and we're going to all be filled up with that chulent. We're going to take a want to walk it off." So, Mayradik, Mayradik, give people simcha. Evel, Chassidim say, Evel is Rosh Yetevis. Ich bin lustig. I am exceedingly joyous. Like Rashi says in Sukkah, you don't have to be sad when you're an avi. You have to do a dine avelus. There's no chiv to be sad. All the dinam of avelus are just it's a famous letter, and now famous. But it's either Rav Kook to Rav Chalap, or Rav Chalap himself, where he says that all the dinam are just a concession to human weakness. All the avelus, because the human being feels sadness, but ideally one should be happy because it's all a tov. Again, we don't see it, but it's all a tov. We have to be happy and we have to be sad at the same time. Like on Tisha B'Av, we say Evdu es Hashem b'Simcha b'Olafan of Bernana. We say that parak on Tisha B'Av also. So the Jew has to be with Simcha Tamid. Tamid, Tamid, Tamid. And at the same time, Eis Sari LiYaakov. And to feel the pain of people who are genuinely in tremendous amounts of pain. And a person doesn't have to be addicted to watching the news or listening to the news or going to websites every 5 minutes. A person should check. Reasonable amounts of time a day, but not to overly obsess. To daven, to tzedaka, to be makabel kabbalas, work on oneself. Not to be marbe b'tanugim. Yeshivas canceled the Ben Azmanim in Eretz Yisrael. The Bachum shouldn't be going and tiulim and having a good time when the chaylim are in the chazit, they're in the front. Should go back to Torah Magnum Matzlah. And that's the protection of Klal Yisrael. Protection of Klal Yisrael is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we bring about that protection by keeping his mitzvahs in B'chukoy Sai Teilechu V'nasati Shalom Baretz. That's simple. Futner in that story, that's the Zaken who told him not to be sad. If a Samachta B'chagecha applies even to Rabbi Yitzchak in the year Tav Shin Gimel, he said the rest of his life when he saw that man, he would stand up for him. He said, it's this type of yid, not the great philosophers necessarily. It's this type of yid who go before the Kisei HaKavod. They're the closest ones to Hashem. The Pashtus to know that this is what Hashem wants, is what Hashem says, is what we do. So we need to Gam Mizeh Mizeh Al Tanach Yodecha, to be b'simcha and to be oved Hashem b'simcha. And at the same time, feel the tzar, so many suffering people. Be'ezer Hashem will be zocha b'karav to the Gula Hashlema. Oz Yamali Schoik Pinu. Our mouths will be filled with laughter. Laugh, we'll say, "Oh, that was so funny. We thought that was so bad. Look at everything turned around. It was really for the good." Ki rega ba'apo yichayim b'rtzoinai. The af is only for a moment because Hashem's real will is for life. Fachta mispidi lemocho li. The whole mispid, the whole purpose of the mispid was to transform it into a mochol, into a dance, which is what we're going to do, lasid lavo. A dance for all the tzars. But in the meantime, obviously, we have to do what we can do to bring about that geula. You see, Mohammed's balas la'olam. Tzapeh the ragel shel Mashiach, Chazal say. Anticipate the geula. Be'ezer Hashem, nivashah b'karov. Toda rabba rabba she'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.